Snow continues to fall this morning over a broad region from Iowa and parts of northern Missouri into the Great Lakes region, and it will likely continue off and on for the next day and a half across much of the same region, with the possible exception of portions of Iowa and Missouri that will likely see some drier conditions evolving over time. The upper-level low, though, will be slow to move eastward. It'll be slow to diminish, so we will see occasional snow in the rest of the region, and even for those southwestern portions of the precipitation region, it may still linger a little bit longer here yet today and into tonight in some locations. Most of the precipitation has varied greatly, though. We've seen over 9 inches of snow accumulate in portions of central Iowa, and we've also seen some hefty amounts of snow in portions of northern Illinois. And it looks like the forecast will continue to promote accumulation, so we'll probably see another few inches occurring across many of these areas over the course of the next couple of days. Moisture content in the precipitation that has occurred in the most recent 24-hour period continues to vary greatly, running primarily into the range of a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to around a quarter of an inch in many of the western portions of the Midwest. We do have some totals getting over a half inch in portions of Iowa. We also have a broad region from east-central sections of Illinois into Ohio and parts of Michigan reporting moisture totals in the last 24 hours, running anywhere from around 3/10 of an inch to around 8 or 9/10 of an inch, with some local pockets of more than an inch and a quarter. The precipitation will linger, like I said, for a while. The one area that has not seen much precipitation over the past week or two is in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. Precipitation has been relatively minimal in some of that region since the big blizzard that occurred in South Dakota and neighboring areas a couple of weeks ago. The northwestern Corn Belt still has considerable amount of dryness, and we need to see an improvement in soil conditions before we get into the thick of the spring season. That's still a ways off, though, and there's time for improvement. Unfortunately, though, the weather pattern is expected to remain mostly as it has been, which means that those areas that have been plenty wet here recently will likely stay that way. Those areas that are seeing some improvement in soil moisture will likely see that continuing to take place on a periodic basis as we move into the first half of the spring season. And those areas that are dry are probably going to continue fighting a drier bias. The temperature outlook across the majority of the Midwest over these next few days will also be somewhat unchanging. We'll look for the temperatures in most cases to run, at least in the afternoons, to run mostly in the 30s and some 40s. And we'll look for those 40s to occur mostly in the Ohio River Valley. And there will be a few upper 20s that will occur in the northwestern corner of the Corn Belt. And those areas we may actually see a few readings confined to the upper teens and 20s during the day tomorrow and perhaps again on Friday. The low temperatures at night over these next few nights will likely continue to drop into the teens and 20s for many areas across the Midwest, but there could be some single-digit readings that occur in the northernmost parts of the region as well. For the most part, it's still wintertime, it looks like, across the heart of the Midwest. We don't expect any major warming trends to occur for a while. Even the southeastern corner of the country will be subjected to more frost and freezes a little later this week and into the weekend, and a concern over Florida citrus will likely evolve as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week, although I don't believe there'll be any crop damaging conditions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.